our alternate member, Mr. Member Inanna. Rocca member is. Member Simmons, for the record, has said he's 15 minutes late. He's on his way. But we can proceed. Welcome to... I need to get your name, surname right. Kindu Mule Mulumi.
No, good morning, Chairperson. My name is Siyabonga. My surname is Nkibi, N-K-I-B-I. I'm from PMG.
We went back to the previous minutes. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, welcome.
Thank
welcome
you.
To the stop. Members on our agenda, there's particularly 5 items. Minutes, 2 to 5 is minutes of previous meetings, and then number 1 on agenda is the committee report on vote 3 on the Western Cape Appropriations Bill. Documents have been circulated. It was part of it. On the back page, because there was the very short report on the back page of the minutes. See the minutes of the 7th, then you'll see the report is attached. On the back page of the minutes. I can see from here on the back page, the first page.
That's
and just
minutes.
Turn it over there. But what she did was Sumis highlighted the issues that came out of the report and put it into the minutes.
But which is the report?
Okay.
I mean, that is normally a report,
yeah,
and then it's
yeah,
going to the
yeah,
budget committee.
Committee. Yeah, that document is what we're going to. At the end, we do that when we vote.
Yeah, but this is not the report.
No, that is the voting procedure. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
The
report is that part in the minutes. Yeah, which was not actually it should be a separate report. But it's exactly the same information. So we will do that. Just print that and put it as a report.
Put it in the report.
It doesn't have to come. It must be a separate document just on the report that we wrote. Well, that's in the minutes here. This part here must just be separate as a report.
Oh.
We now put it into the minutes.
We
but this is the report. We can deal with as a report and she will just extract it and print it separately, my friends.
When will we approve the report?
We have to approve it today, but we can take this part out and extract it. And we have to just take a break. Then you
and
allow it to extract it for us.
Let's... If you wanted a lot more information in, and we can use this information, he's going to put that same thing on the screen, and then we can start.
Let's
we can
focus
yeah
on the
yeah.
Okay. Let's just focus on the minutes. Once we agree to the minutes, we can go.
Okay, fine. All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's start with the minutes of the 7th. Yeah, that's right.
can we, just on page 2, Jefferson?
Sure.
These numbers are coming from the department.
Okay.
Briefed the committee on additional funding amounting to 19 million rand, but chairperson,
on page 84 where it says demands and charges in services, it's quoted from the
chairperson,
the budget vote
84. Yeah. The budget for the vote increased by 53 million.
Yeah, it says 84 right at the bottom under demands and changes in services. It's extracted from that paragraph.
Okay. Demands and changes in services.
Yeah. Yeah, 84.
Is it that additional funding?
That's right. It's extracted from that paragraph. That figures.
Understand that, chairperson, and what was the context of that?
Yeah, okay.
Because if we look at 85,
okay,
the budget decisions.
Sure.
You with me?
Yes.
Just on the budget decisions.
Yes.
The budget for the vote increased by 53 million rand.
Yeah.
From 304 million in 2018-19, revised estimates, to 357.3.
For 1920.
So,
and that's basically your opening figures of when the vote starts, vote 3.
That's exactly right. And I checked it with the revised one in the previous year as well.
Yeah.
So they're 100% correct in that.
Yeah, so we want to reflect 85.
Yes, chairperson. So, the concern is with this paragraph, chairperson. I don't know where that paragraph is coming from, and I can't recall that we discussed this, but demands and changes in services. And what is the context of that? But because this amount of 53 is the correct amount given here. I double checked it in the vote itself.
Yeah.
Then also, chairperson. So that's the first part.
Okay.
Then the 5 million is also not correct, and then the 5.16 million is also not correct. And then. That 30 million must be put into perspective. That 30 million was over 3 years, if you can recall.
Yeah.
10 million each, but for the first year it's only 8 million. Remember, we still discussed it.
Yeah.
There's 8 million going to municipalities and 2. We don't have to split that, but it's 10 per year over 3 years.
Yeah.
So everything that's been repeated in that one paragraph, I don't know where that fits in, Chair.
Fine, we can insert that. Well, we've just extracted here, but I hear what you say, the emphasis wasn't on this paragraph.
Remember, it's the 5 million reflects in a paragraph, page 84.
It's not
but
in the document 5 million.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but we're quoting exactly this from the budget book and from that paragraph.
Because let me say, Jefferson, also 5.167 million has been earmarked for municipal interventions to assist in strengthening support. And we all know the municipal interventions was not 5 million. The municipal interventions was on page 120. And that amount was 42 million, of which 20 million was unallocated. So,
okay. Has Treasury accepted those figures as need to be changed, members?
Sorry?
Has Treasury accepted the figures you're quoting on 120? Have they accepted the figures in relation to page 84?
I'm quoting their document, Chairperson.
120. Page 120, you say?
Page 120, if you see there under 2019, you see the transfers to local government at the top, and then you see 2019-20, and then you see the total transfers to local government, 42.28 million, right at the bottom, of which 20.9 million is unallocated.
Okay. I see that.
I think we must just clear that 84 page 84 at the bottom with the
with the treasury.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We'll do that.
I think the best would be not to even try and go into detail then.
Okay.
Just to save time as well.
Yeah.
Otherwise we must be back to performance again.
Okay.
You know,
we'll do that.
I think it would be safe. Quote page 85.
I think it would be safe to quote page 85 at budget decisions where they say the budget for the host increased by 53 million.
Yes.
I think that's a if you want to quote something that's a safe one because that we can that I've and you also double check that one.
Right, we'll do that, members. Thank you.
The
suggestion was if you want something in, put that in and maybe you can say there's also also indicated that 30 million rand have been allocated to development implementation of financial good governance, grants to reward incentive local government institutions spread over 3 years. But it's also on this one here, Chairperson, on the 30 million, if you want to keep the 30 million in. But let's just make it clear that it's for number one, local government, and number two, because there's only financial good governance, but it's allocation to local government and spread over 3 years, 10 million per year. Then at least there's something in there, Chair.
So,
sorry, ma'am, is referring to the 30 million in your second last pair in line in a paragraph. No, just say it's spread over 3 years and it's 10 million. Yeah.
So should I remove all of the
the paragraph, the report of the Standing Committee on Finance Vote 3, having been deliberated on the subject of the Vote 3 Provincial Treasury in the Schedule 2 of the Western Cape Appropriations Bill 1-2019, referred to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 8187, reports to support or not support the vote. That's where we need to vote. And this may have your proposals. Member is okay. Support. Thank you very much. Member is supported with the expression of District. Yeah. Thank you very much, and I will include that information into the report. Thank you very much for contributions. Can we also then accept the proposal for the minutes, because the minutes, that the report is exactly the same as the minutes will reflect. The proposal for the 7th of March to accept the minutes.
As a member, Chief.
Yeah. Thank you, Member S. And then we will go to 8th of March, minutes of the 8th of March. The minutes of the 8th of March, that report is attached. It refers to the our negotiating mandate. Yeah, and thank you, Member A. We have included that, I think, 63A that you referred to, Member A. That was your part. So thank you very much. That's
the 8th.
The 8th, yes.
Just on the Simmers. Just look at that one there.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
I didn't put my hand up. I did that.
All right. Well, that correction.
Over with each other on this one.
Yeah, correction. All right. So that is supported. The minutes. Then we can go to the 22nd of February. Page 3, page 1, 2, and 3. We support, member, I support.
I'm TA, not TM.
Oh, TA? Yeah, thank you. Summers? 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 Alright, right. Member, I propose we support, other members support. And then Wednesday, the 13th of February. T. Summers. Okay.
Just on page 2 there.
Okay.
that second paragraph under paragraph 2, I propose that we delete after requirements, because I can't recall that we actually said and that only 1 point should be awarded to a person with board experience. It was requested that population group be added to the criteria for option 1. Now, population group was already a criteria in option 1, if you can recall. So my proposal is that after requirements, we just stop that paragraph. And then I want to just add something on the 3.2, Chairperson.
Okay.
The committee resolved that Provincial Treasury continue the vetting process of the of the shortlist.
Right.
And then after the word shortlist, I would say emanating or arising from applying using option 1. So it's clear that that's the option that we agreed to. And that's the option that they, that's also in our resolution that they must take forward. So for the new team, they will know, let's look at option 1. What is option 1? And did they apply their mind in terms of option 1?
Noted.
Is that and recommend suitable?
Okay.
Did you add that?
Yeah.
Getting process of shortage.
Yeah, rising
for option 1. Excellent.
Proposal for the minutes? Fine. Thank you, members. Supported by the rest of the members. Thank you. Right. anything else? That's all? Fine. Yeah, there's still one more. There's still one more meeting. Fine, man. Amendments. Yeah. 19th is on a Tuesday. Sorry. I think the confusion was that I was hoping to bring it forward, but the one is a budget meeting before that, and this is a SCOF meeting. So that's why I can't. Otherwise, I have it. I can't tie the two.
I can't put it on the agenda.
But
now,
but I can have it. I can have it. I can have it.
Can't you put it on the agenda now, Chief?
If there's no changes. Unfortunately, we didn't get the report back from NCOP, because we normally... And if we confirm it's going to be the same, then we can leave it and we can do it.
I saw a report from you. Where was that report? Was it in the minutes?
Our report that's going to them.
Where?
Our report that we negotiate.
Going to the NCOP.
But it's in the spec, Chief.
Yeah, it's there. That's right. Yeah. Now, if we're not going to change it, then it's fine, member. Then we can put it on the agenda now and confirm our final mandate.
Can I quickly go to that page, Chair?
Yeah. That report.
Are we procedurally correct? That's the only thing I'm asking.
We have to wait for the
We're waiting on their reports. Remember their report and all the provinces what's in there and then do the final mandate. It's normal procedure.
Okay, if I don't want us to do something that's not procedurally correct, Chairperson. So is that the correct procedure? Then it must stand over let's not do something that's not 100%.
Well, members, then I thank you for your participation and for accepting all the reports. This report will now go to the Budget Committee as well. And thank you very much for attending this meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you for our visitors as well. Thank you.
Okay. I just want a meeting on the 19th.
Yeah.